Live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona, it's Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt on King FM.
Hello, 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 hello. We are in the house, and as promised, I brought the troop along with me. Guys, go ahead and say hello.
Hey, everybody. This is Jasmine, the favorite Pratt daughter.
This is Denevia, the actual favorite and the one and only.
And this is Kensington, the youngest daughter.
And we're missing the comedian of the group. We're going to see if we can get her on the phone later. But I told you guys I was going to bring the girls in and just have them chat with you for a few minutes. Listen, call somebody. Let them know that Focused on Freedom is on the air and that Pastor Pratt is desiring to spend some time with you. You do not want to miss today. Man, especially if you're a mother with more than one girl in the house, you're going to appreciate today's show. We got some comedy, we got some seriousness, we got some Jesus, we got some of everything today. So I'm really looking forward to spending time with you. Just so you know, my favorite child is...
Jasmine. It's Jasmine.
It's still Denevia. It's always been Denevia.
And I'm still the youngest.
My favorite child, I'll tell you in the last segment of the show which one of these is my favorite. I'll let you know, so don't worry about it. It's probably going to be the one who is willing to go home and clean my room.
It's not Jasmine.
It's never been Denevia.
And I'm still the youngest.
So I don't know which one is going to come in here. But we got some really fun stuff for you now. Make sure you call somebody. Let them know Focus on Freedom is on the air. Look, follow us on Instagram. All these people have that Instagrammy thing. All of them here have it. But guess what? We were talking about it when we were coming up here. They don't do that follow for follow back thing.
No, you... I'm not going to follow you if you're not going to follow me. That's the only way you're getting
no,
a follow.
That's what follow for follow is.
Oh, that's me.
You if you follow.
That's 100% me.
All of us do follow for follow, guys.
Oh, so you all do follow
yes.
for follow.
We don't follow. If you're not following me, I'm not following you. My ratio has to stay on point.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm trying to be way up there. I need my numbers high. So if I start following you, you're not following back. My number, my ratio.
So I'm the
up.
Only one that does.
You're the only one who follows, even if they don't follow you back. And it's.
I also do that. I don't have enough energy.
You're
to
the youngest.
Monitor.
You're
the youngest.
You
know?
Okay.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Sorry.
I have no clue what's going on. All I know is we got some soda here. We got some cookies. We got some water. We got some eggnog. We are going to be having a great time. Just reminiscing, and that issue that I've been talking to you guys about, you know, for the last
you guys know
three
the issue because it is an issue.
We're gonna get to that issue, but remember, you guys are already on my side. All of you guys who have reached out to me at our website, you are 100% on my side. So I'm glad that you're tuned in with us today, and I'm glad that you can look. I'm gonna give y'all their phone numbers. Y'all can call them and tell them how disappointed you are in them for not. Being on my side.
No, no.
Anybody that sat with their family on Thanksgiving, I want you to look me in the face and say that you wouldn't feel betrayed in our shoes.
That's not the segment we're on right now.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We'll
segue to that.
But
we'll segue.
Because she was in the wrong. And we're going to tell her.
You want a cookie?
Yes,
let me get one now before she starts taking them away.
It's going to be really fun. These are some good girls. I mean, it's going to be really good. Call somebody. Let them know Focused on Freedom is on the air. Call them. Tell them, please, download the app, centralcityradio.com. Get the app. Then go to the website. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check out my blog spot. There's something else. That's the little bird. Did I say the little
Twitter?
Bird?
Twitter. You said
Did
Twitter.
I say that one?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got that
Facebook,
one.
Insta, Twitter.
Bird.
Blog.
Yeah,
good. And come to the house of the Lord as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. Come to the church because that's where you can really see all of them in the. It's not like Facebook; it's actually their face there, so it's
and
not like Facebook.
No book.
Yeah, there's
except
a book.
For the book of the Lord.
Oh, the Bible.
Yeah, you need the book of the Lord. So, all right, call somebody. Let them know that we're on the air. And when we come back after this little short break, the next segment, I think we said, hey, what did we say we're going to talk about next when we come back?
We're going to get our mother's best advice.
Oh, my God,
yes,
you got to hear this.
She is a font of wonderful motherly information.
Just
the kind
a
of
fountain
stuff
overflowing.
And so in the next segment, we're going to come back and we're going to share our absolute favorite mom advice with you because you need it. If you're not a mother... But you're going to be. You need this to pass on to your children. And if you're a child and you didn't hear this, let us give something to you free of charge, free gift to make your life
free
better.
Free laughs.
No, my advice is good.
Of course it is.
This yes. advice will definitely prepare you and get you a tough skin for when you grow up and get older.
Be prepared for the advice to not affect you in the way you thought it was going to.
It's going to hit you right in the feel parts.
I'm a pastor, so I know I give good advice.
To who?
I cannot do this with him all day. I give great advice. So come back, get your pencils, get your pens, get your Bibles, get your tape recorder. I mean, oh wait, we're in the 21st century. You don't need a tape recorder. Just go back and replay the show, because they have this thing where you can put it online and you can just go back and hear it anytime you want.
What?
Yes. You don't even need to record it.
It's so crazy. It's like the 21st century or something. And we got cell phones. And
like it's 2016 and you can like send whole videos from your phone.
Yes.
It's like we can communicate with other states.
From this state.
Oh, we can communicate with each other. I have to tell you this funny story, because this one right here, Denevia, she's the one that's in law school. And this is the one I talk to you guys about all the time. She's in law school. So she recently lost her 15th cell phone. I'm not kidding. Is it 15?
It's about that.
I have two phones a year since I started high school, and I'm in law school now.
So it's about 15, 16 phones. Mm-hmm. So she calls. Well, she doesn't call. She goes on the computer and she sends us a message that she can't get to us because she's lost her phone. So I call the older sister, Aisha, and I'm just lambasting this one for losing her phone. And I tell Aisha, because I really want some sympathy, I'm like, why doesn't someone just tell her to stop carrying the phone around everywhere that she goes? Leave the phone at home. And she says to me in mid-sentence, but Mom, it's a, what she call it?
A mobile phone?
Yeah, it's a mobile device, which means you're supposed to carry.
Mobile. You should keep it with you wherever you go.
Yeah, but not if you're going to lose it.
I don't think her intention when she gets it is to lose it.
But Google has that thing now. So you get on Google Hangout, right? You can make calls to phone numbers.
Yeah, you can call us, Google. But we can't call you. It's like perfect. A prison phone.
No, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Because we don't need you to be a prison phone.
And your mother can't call you. It's magic.
Yes, but
get one.
But no. Back to the mobile device thing. So I'm telling Aisha that Denevia shouldn't carry her phone everywhere because she loses it. She should leave it at home. So Aisha says to me, so what, she should just have a landline? I'm like, I don't know, whatever you call a thing that stays at your house, that's what she should have.
Sounds like a home phone to me.
Yes, that's all she needs, is a home phone. Because if you lose 15 phones, then you should not be allowed to carry a phone. You should be like a non-concealed.
You are basically have talking restrictions.
My main question is, how is she supposed to call you when she's out?
She doesn't call us anyway.
She really doesn't. Made me the promise. It was a couple weeks. No, about 2 months ago, she made me the promise. Jasmine, I'm going to call you every day without fail. I'm going to call you and ask you how your day was. I waited by the phone that next day. All day, had my volume on. I was in class.
I made it the first day.
No, you didn't. I had my phone on all day in class. And my teacher's like, hey, Jazz, you know we don't have phones out. And I'm like, I'm expecting a really important call. If I hear it, I got to go. I'm so sorry. She's like, okay, that's whatever. You're doing great. Yeah, go ahead. I waited. I got home. Had my phone out, holding it in my lap like it was a child. And that call never came. Okay, and then the next day, it never came. The day after that. And then I call her and she says, oh, I thought I said I was going to call you every 3 days.
But we talked though. See?
We talked because I called you.
See, she doesn't need a mobile device.
It hurts so bad, guys. It hurts so bad.
Listen, I'm in law school. The struggle is real. I have like 17-hour days at school on campus.
Why you need a mobile device? Sit down in class.
Okay, I'm studying microbiology, and I still have the time to call my mother at least 3 times a day.
Yes,
yeah, but
does.
You live here. You could drive home.
Just because I live here doesn't mean
you
I can.
You don't have to live close to call.
That's the point of the mobile phone.
That's mobile. Why she needs a landline.
I feel like this is not going to be gang up on Denevia's like phone skills.
I think we should call a family meeting. I told y'all about family meetings, didn't I, America?
Please, She's American.
That's the longest time of my life.
America, we should call a family meeting on this one.
If you care, go to the website and veto this family idea.
Don't ever let anyone in your family call a family meeting, ever. It should never be a thing.
Okay, who gets more family meetings called on them?
Mom gets, we call family meetings on mom.
I told you, America.
Okay, when she goes and decides to not make dinner for taco night every Friday, literally, you know on Monday, taco night is Friday.
You cannot institute meetings and then get upset when we call one on you.
Okay, America.
But I'm the only one who gets a family meeting.
We're supposed to have tacos every Friday. Tacos every Friday is a rule. That is a family staple.
Since all of us were born.
From the beginning of time, from the beginning of there being a Pratt family, there has been taco night. Tell me why I came home on Thursday, I got home on Friday, and she told me we were having soup and sandwiches.
She's trying to act like, oh, I'm tired. I was at work all day. I can't make anything tonight.
To add to her comment of since the beginning of time there were tacos, I'd like to say, in the beginning, there was taco night.
And the taco night was good.
The taco night was good. And there was evening and morning on taco nights.
Y'all got problems.
Yeah, America, don't. Family meetings are wrong, especially if your mother cannot uphold the taco night rule.
I listen. When we're in family meetings, I listen.
She listens, but it's like, I heard it, but I immediately forgot it as soon as we adjourned. We were done, and I don't care.
I'm not making any tacos.
And the thing is about family meetings, who's the person who decides what is to be done? Because we sit there, we talk.
For at least 2 hours.
In the end, nobody is enforcing what's being said.
Well, that's your dad's job. But he's on my side.
And there's still no tacos.
We didn't have tacos last night, guys.
No tacos.
We're going to have, okay. We're going to have tacos next Friday.
America, we'll let you know if there's tacos next Friday.
I'm pretty sure there will be, but.
You cast your vote for whether or not.
Listen, call somebody. Tell them Focused on Freedom is on the air. I got Denevia, the young one. What's your name? Kensington. And Jasmine here in the studio live. We are having an amazing time. They always accuse me of forgetting their names. That's why I did that. But that's Denevia. That's Jasmine. And that's Kensington. And that's Jasmine. That's them. They're here. And Aisha, we're going to get her. We're going to call her on the phone and get her. Come right back, guys. And let's have some more fun because we're going to get to Mom's greatest advice after this segment.
I was 35 when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. My ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me. I felt hopeless. He called Elite Rehab Placement because I couldn't make the call. I was ashamed. I was given skills to manage my sadness and my anger. And more importantly, I'm 3.5 years sober. I'm so grateful for all their help. And all it took was making one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning?
If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-427-0183. 800-427-0183. Call now. 800-427-0183. That's 800-427-0183.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree.
Oh, they were just jamming to that one. I thought you guys were gonna keep singing.
I was gonna keep singing, but I didn't know if that was appropriate.
Are we gonna come in with it? Can we come in with a little bit?
Go ahead, hit it. Go ahead.
The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas.
They won't sing at church now.
Will be a very special.
I'll do the top notes.
Okay, you go. You got
it. From me.
Yeah. You guys know I do the soul music. Why are you trying to play with me? You know I do the runs. Take a hand now.
Where you want to take my hand to?
To church. Come with me to the house of the Lord.
My hand alone.
The house of the Lord.
All right, we're back. Segment two. I told you guys I wanted to talk to the girls because I give motherly sage advice that has been handed down.
I wouldn't say it's sage.
We
use
the air quotes for everything she just
said. I'd say it was cinnamon advice because your body doesn't agree with it.
It's like those cinnamon challenges.
It is not sage.
It goes down kind of hard.
It might be.
It's like wasabi advice.
Wasabi advice.
But I give them words of wisdom. I will never forget the morning that I got up feeling particularly motherly. And I gathered my little henlets in the kitchen, and I was giving them
air quotes
the down low on Proverbs 31. And what did you guys say to me?
Well, can I just say, now that I've actually read Proverbs 31, like, it makes sense, but it wasn't going to me when you were saying it.
Okay, can I say, as someone who has read Proverbs 31, I have no desire to be a Proverbs 31 woman.
You can't say that. You cannot say that.
Oh, no, I can't. She rises in the morning before the sun, guys. That's no fun.
Can I say, as someone who literally just now read Proverbs 31, that I most certainly do not want to be someone who rises that early to fix her household.
Or gold, because
my hoops are necessary. I wear them everywhere.
All of her arraignment is from the joy that she brings to her husband and her children, which, mind you, if we were getting tacos, she might be able to say was a thing, but there were no tacos.
How are you not gonna rise early on Friday morning to make tacos?
Tacos.
Like, that hurts so bad.
I'm standing there in the kitchen and I'm like, girls, I want to share with you Proverbs 31. It's time now to impart this wisdom into your lives.
She's got all of us in the living room. It's something like 7:45 in
the morning. No, it was earlier than that.
Was it earlier?
It was earlier.
She woke up, you know, with the spirit of God upon her.
It was like at least 5 a.m.
The doves have descended and touched her. So we all in the kitchen, like in the living room, which faces our kitchen. She's in the kitchen at the island like she is finna give us.
She's fully dressed, mind you.
Awake and functioning. And I don't wake up this early. And she is over here proselytizing about how we need to wake in the morning and bring.
That's the lawyer. You hear the lawyer talking about proselytizing. We don't even know what
I don't
that
think
is.
That's a real word. I think she's just using it because she doesn't know if we'll call her on it. I'm calling you
I
on
can
it.
Yahtzee.
I can spell
Yahtzee,
it.
Yahtzee, you get triple word point.
Okay, just because you spell it doesn't mean it's a real word. We don't know if it's real or not. So you could be QXTTY.
Go with it.
Let her
finish. Go ahead.
Okay, so she is at the kitchen island. She's got a spatula in her hand. Not cooking anybody omelets, just with a spatula in her hand. And she's telling us about how we need to rise before the sun and how we need to trade in gold and earthly possessions in order to take care of our families, how we need to, like, tend to the fields and see to the grounds. And I'm like, man, no.
I'd just like to say, unlike the rest of my sisters, I would like to be the Proverbs 31 wife. I'd like to be the one who
can I be somebody's wife first? Can I at least get married before I try to be somebody's virtuous wife?
For the record, Kensington is 12 and a half. She has no idea what she wants to be when she grows up.
I'm 16, and I know exactly
She's 16, and she's ready to party.
16 with a bullet.
Whoa. And I am telling you, as someone who has matured all the way to 25 whole years.
Ooh, 25 whole years.
I'm a quarter century. That's serious. And I want to be an upstanding woman of distinction like my mother. Like, don't get me wrong, but I like to sleep.
God, yes.
I like to shop.
That's the one.
I'm really big on sparkly things.
I don't do that much.
And I don't like fields or sheep.
I really grain. Cannot wool and flax. I don't know what that is. That but sacrifice. I feel like we have stores just for that.
But that sacrifice is worth it so that one day your children and your husband will rise up and call you blessed.
I call mom blessed and she don't make me no tacos on Friday.
I rise up and call her blessed if she make tacos on Friday night.
I will bribe her by calling her blessed if that means taco night.
Oh my
mom,
goodness.
You are so blessed.
Blessings. Hashtag blessed.
So can we get taco night
You
tonight?
All need so much help. So much so studying. Much help. So Bible
I'm trying
study.
To get them to understand the importance of getting this virtuous woman down. And they basically laughed at me and went back to bed.
No, we didn't go back to bed. You made us clean up. You made us wipe
that
the walls.
That was the day I had to wipe walls.
She put bleach and hot water in a bucket. I think she purposely and made us wipe
would
the
go
walls.
Back after I finished a section. Because she'd find it. The one part and say, no, Jasmine, this isn't done. You need to redo the whole thing. I'm like, wait, why can't I just wipe that one part? Why does the whole wall need to be redone?
She had us wipe
because a virtuous woman knows how to wipe a wall.
A virtuous woman will hire someone to wipe those walls.
Because a virtuous woman got money.
She's got bank, or at least a man that got it.
Or at least a man that got somebody. A virtuous woman that came up on him, invested in a high-yield savings account. She knows what she's
she
doing.
Knows she's...
Again, the lawyer speaks. I'm just saying.
I just have a question. What is the updated version? What would the updated be? Because it says that she sees a field and she buys it. I wouldn't.
You live in Goodyear. There are lots of fields.
And we do live in
Goodyear. Those fields are all infested with snakes.
No, there's cotton. There's a lot of cotton.
There are no snakes.
I'll be darned if I'm picking cotton for anybody but myself. You can forget that.
Nobody asked me to pick cotton.
I'm not picking cotton for no husband of mine. Nope. Sorry, that sounds a little bit too much like something else.
Where it says in verse 22, she makes coverings for her bed. None of us know how to make sheets.
Again, they have Walmart.
I can sew. And
guys, there's Walmart, and they have so many coverings.
Okay, now.
They have Elsa, Anna.
We give the updated version.
Tiana.
Listen, if we give the updated version, you just have to figure it out for yourself. The virtuous woman. What they want you to really get in mind, and this is the part where I couldn't understand why they just walked away and scoffed. Keep in mind, she's industrious. That's all of you guys. I told you guys last week, I laid out their characteristics with you. They're industrious. She's smart. She takes care of her stuff, and she's organized and clean and maintains her family. And when her kids go out, they don't laugh at them and stuff, you know, like that.
I will say that my mother has done a great job of that. Since I was born, I looked amazing. Still to this day, I look great. And it's because my mom reminds me before I walk out of the house, Jasmine, you know what you got to check. You got deodorant on? Is your leg? Are your legs lotioned?
See, and
do you have two of the same? Are the socks the same?
That's one of the things.
Are your bra strap showing?
My piece of mother advice that I can honestly say was helpful.
Those were quality.
Like, it wasn't the nicest that she ever did.
No, especially when she called you out, like, in front of people. Like, Jasmine, you're not wearing deodorant. I was like, thanks, Mom.
No.
You could have said that
she
at the house.
Actually, to my face, she told me. She pulled me to the side. She said, Denevia, are you wearing deodorant?
Wait, so she pulled you to the side?
I said, yes, Mother, I'm wearing deodorant. She said, I'm going to start buying you the industrial strength medicated deodorant because I can still smell
super
you,
super dry deodorant.
I said, oh,
I did not say
yes,
that.
You yes, did. After you did. Church, Mama. It was at church.
No, it's okay.
At the new church, not the old church.
At least Mom pulls you aside. I was wearing a shirt one day. I thought I was looking really
Lord
great.
Jesus.
I was with my ex. I was looking really great and everything. And she says to him, you just going to let her walk around like that? You just going to let her walk around with her shirt, her bra showing like that? Look, you wouldn't want to bring her home to your mama. I sat there and I was like,
but you're my mama.
Mom, but you're my mom.
And were so you wearing a racy shirt? Was
no.
Racy?
Oh.
The one, you know, the you her razorback.
Yeah,
the
but you could see my bra in the back. And she was just
that was the
ripping
day
into
she
me.
Wore
I was just like,
see-through shirt.
It wasn't
air
see-through.
Quotes.
That throng
wrong
use of air
use
quotes
of air
again.
Quotes. And it was see-through in the back.
I can use air quotes whenever I want. I'm using them right now, and you can't stop
you
me.
You know what? We need to know what
the proper etiquette
as the
for
sisters,
air
we need to tell Mom what was her best.
Because we're gonna have to catch it in the next segment. Because
oh, did we miss it?
It's okay, because you guys helped me out with this Proverbs 31. Okay, let me ask you this quickly before we run out of time on this segment. Do we thumbs up agree on Proverbs 31 or thumbs down agree on Proverbs 31?
Have we changed it that we don't have to wake up at the crack of dawn?
No, you still have to rise up early.
Thumbs down all the way.
Wait, time out. I need a clarification. When you say wake up before the dawn, is that like before the stock exchange opens or like before the actual sun comes up? Because I feel like that, you know, like what time Walmart opens?
Does Walmart close?
Yeah, the one in Baton Rouge closes at midnight.
The one in Tucson is open 20. But I have another question. Like, do I have to start being virtuous right now or is it when I get married? Because this is the virtuous wife.
Oh, wait. Can I please speak about this? Because this is very serious to me. You have to start working on the qualities that you want when you get married right now.
Okay.
Because when you get married, you're not going to poof turn into this amazing woman. Your
through
qualities
things,
are actually going
to
be
God.
Amplified.
Yeah,
yes. See, that's all a misuse of scripture right
okay,
there.
Okay, so what you're telling me is I don't want to be a wife. I just want a Ferrari. I'm just going to be a good Ferrari.
I mean, that's really what I'm hearing is, you know what? Just, cool.
So you guys know what I'll be doing immediately after the broadcast. I will be in prayer.
Fur mommy. Hashtag fur mommy.
See, I guess we're different because this, I totally want to embody this when I grow up and be like the perfect bundle of wife and scripture put together.
I don't know if mom has told you about Kensington. We don't know what Kensington is going to be when she grows up, but we know she's going to be amazing. Like, Kensington is going to be the
greatest
out of all of us.
She's going to be somebody's awesome wife. I'm telling you right now.
She's going to be the greatest out of all of us. I'm just going to be a little lawyer.
Her teacher at school says that she's going to be the wife of an evangelist and live in a hut in Africa.
And I told her no.
No, take your hut, man. Virtuous woman. You got to follow your man where he goes.
Follow him to the hut.
My teacher says I'm going to be the wife of an evangelist in Africa. My mom says it's going to be a pastor. And I said I want an engineer.
I just want a baller.
Yep.
Please, NFL. Please, NBA. Hit me up. I'm here and I'm ready.
I take back the engineer. I just want to.
As long as you're a virtuous man, though.
Yeah,
don't.
Virtuous husband, man of God, upstanding. Yeah, love Jesus.
6'4".
Wait, a Millie.
I just need a baller.
With a Millie.
I'm air quoting Millie.
Just need
no,
a baller.
No, that's calling it into question. That's a requirement.
No.
My air quotes are up.
Oh, God.
So we're thumbs up on the virtuous wife.
Thumbs up on the virtuous wife.
Okay, we'll answer it after this next question. We'll answer it. We'll find out. This is a stock exchange or theme or whatever. We'll find out when we come right back.
Hey, dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code. Read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. That's 800-631-1754.
Oh my goodness, I am having such an amazing time with my girls.
It's amazing. I love Christmas songs.
I do too. I'm just having an amazing time. Don't you dare say
amazing.
It.
Amazing. You love them the second you say don't say it. Why do you put yourself in these situations? When you say don't do something, my first reaction is to 100%
she's
go
been,
do
and
it.
And she's been doing this since she was six.
I'm not going to do
don't
with
use
this.
The. Stop doing air quotes.
Okay, come on, let's go. This segment, I really do want you guys to think about it. The greatest piece of advice that I've given you to enrich your life and launch you out into the world.
The most useful or the most funny? Can we do both?
Do both.
And I'd like to say, yeah, this advice launched us, but not up into the earth, maybe flat onto the pavement.
Some of this advice hurt me so bad, I question my own life decisions.
Some of this advice is going to actually make you wonder why we take her advice.
I think we should go first with the funny one, and then we can actually say, okay, she doesn't just do bad. She does good stuff.
We'll do the bad one first.
It's gonna take us longer. It's gonna take us longer to find the one.
Yeah, I need the extra time to think about the good one. That's why.
Who's gonna start first?
Jasmine.
Okay, so
this is my greatest or funniest?
This is the
funniest.
I'm not gonna say it's the funniest because this one hurt me so bad. Okay, but everyone else laughed.
It's the funny part.
When I was in high school, I really wanted to be on the basketball team because I didn't want to have to do track and field anymore because that it's just tiring. So I was like, if I get good at basketball, I won't have to keep running. So,
but you're awesome at track.
She ran college track at U of A. She's actually
whatever
amazing.
So one day I talked to my mom and I'm like, Mom, I suck so bad. And I was crying, and I was in full expectation that she was going to give me something that was just going to push me through and show me how good I was supposed to be. So she looks me dead in the face, and she says, you know what, Jasmine? You know, Shaq doesn't make all of his shots.
Jordan.
No, it was Shaq. Because she was trying to make the parallel that, you know, Shaq doesn't make all of his shots because he's not a good free throw shooter. And she's like, he doesn't make all of his shots. And you're not as good as Shaq. And then she walked away. And I was like, what am I supposed to take from this? And then the next day she was like, you're just supposed to know that you're not as good as Shaq. And if Shaq doesn't make his free throws, you can't be expected to make yours either. And that was it. So I was like, so you're basically telling me I'm garbage and that it's okay because I'm not Shaq? And I quit the team within the next week. Because there was no hope.
That was good advice. I didn't want you to put a lot of pressure on yourself.
She literally told me that you're a failure and everyone expects you to fail. So have fun. Quit the team. Which is what I did. And the coach was like, you were getting better. I was like, no, I'm not. I'll never be Shaq. I'm leaving. And I walked out. It hurt so bad.
Oh my God.
I gave up on my dream to be in the WNBA because of my mom.
But you're like 5'2".
I have a great vert.
Why didn't you tell us you wanted to be in the WNBA? This is news.
She didn't want to be in the WNBA.
I didn't want to do track and field. I know I said that.
Yeah.
But did you get the point, though?
No. To this day, I still feel like she was just telling me I sucked so she wouldn't have to come to my games anymore and watch me play on JV.
So, Mom, you should probably explain.
What was the point?
Here's the point. Shaquille O'Neal one of the greatest basketball players of all time didn't get everything
that
right.
That should have been in air quotes.
You are less qualified to play basketball than Shaquille O'Neal, so you shouldn't have so much pressure on yourself to get stuff right. Just relax and enjoy
so
it.
So it's okay that you suck. No yes. one expected you to do well anyway.
Exactly.
That still hurts even
I
right now.
I feel like you're adding stuff on
what just saying you
say.
Suck so bad. None of us expected you to succeed. Why did you try? Get out of my face. Can we move on to someone else? Cause I didn't
basketball,
wallow for a
basketball
second.
Basketball was not just
okay. Okay,
Kinsey, you got one? No. Okay. Okay. Well, I already gave you my deodorant, which was the most hurtful thing that ever happened in my entire life.
But
I
remember your skirts.
To the side.
What happened with my skirts?
Mom, your dress sense.
Oh, when she told me I was slaggish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No. Don't tell that one. Tell something else. Because I don't remember.
Oh, so there's certain ones that can't be mentioned.
Yes, you know there are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. So I'm a girl, obviously, right? And at a certain point
you're
in
a girl?
Yeah, I know. Blows your mind. At a certain point in a girl's life, she goes to her lady doctor, right? And this is something that you do, get checked out. Cool. So we're going. It's my mother and myself. We're at the doctor's office. We pull up. We get out of the car.
God.
And before we walk into the door, my mother, she takes me aside. And she says, in my ear, she gets real close. She whispers, Denevia, you're going to see pregnant teenagers in here. Do not make eye contact.
Do not make eye contact.
You have to understand. My mother comes from a history of teen pregnancies, and you know, she's like, that's something that she's used to.
Her prayer was that never happened to us.
Yeah, her life goal in her mission in life was to make sure she got all of her daughters through their teenage years without a baby. And I don't know if she thought you could get pregnant by osmosis with eye contact with another pregnant
girl.
It's
like sickness. If you look at someone who's pregnant, you can get it. Don't look at them.
You're going to catch the pregnancy. No. And she told
me.
I looked at her because I was so confused, and I was like, Mother, what do you mean don't make eye contact?
Don't look at them.
What I was saying was, here's what I'm saying. That's just wrong.
She was like, you can love them. You can love the person and not the sin.
That's what I was trying to say. And sometimes people can draw you into that situation. So I just wanted you to know that, you know, be careful and keep yourself focused.
And your eyes down.
Keep your eyes away.
Don't make eye contact. I forgot I told you that one. That was good. That was her first time going there, and I didn't want her to be scared or afraid or concerned. So I just wanted to know, you're not obligated to look at people if you don't want to.
But
she actually
discouraged
it.
She didn't want me to be scared, but my doctor's name was Finger Hut.
Emphasis on scared there.
So scared. No air quotes.
I'm Kinsey.
That was his actual name. Okay.
To be completely honest, I think I
don't you dare
over
say mom didn't give you bad
phase.
Advice.
No, she
didn't really
the no nail polish phase. She went directly to the you can wear shorts and nail polish
and spaghetti straps.
We were not allowed. Jasmine and I were not allowed to wear
goodness.
Nail polish.
We went to this school that was literally for the most bland child. If you wanted originality, you literally
and Jasmine is a
couldn't
singer.
Go there.
Jasmine is a singer and an artist. I am
eccentric.
True. I knit and sew.
De La Soul eccentric.
So De La. But the school
RuPaul
we went to
eccentric.
Whoa.
It's true.
Dang, that came quickly. So she didn't allow us to wear nail polish when we grew up. We could not wear shorts
Lord.
To school
nope.
except for on field day. We are in Arizona, 122 degrees in the summertime.
She would have
Arizona.
Us in the same hairstyle.
Yeah, we wore the same clothes. Jasmine and I are 3 years apart. Our older sister is 9 years older than me and mama, and we would all have on matching dresses.
They were the exact same dress.
The same dress in six different sizes.
I don't even think they do that anymore because of mom. I think someone saw it and was like, this is frowned upon.
My sister was like 17 years old. We were all wearing ruffled ankle socks. Yellow ruffled ankle socks.
Easter was a trial every year.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all remember that Easter when we all wore the same suit?
Okay, yo, listen.
We got to get back to advice. Hurry up.
Pink seersucker three-piece suits. America.
We all looked good.
Can I like bend the rules
you can just do your
and
good
do
advice
a quote? and some advice from somebody else that was bad.
No, it has to be mom.
No, but it's about mom.
Okay, go. Just give
okay.
It.
So this is a kind of sentimental one, because before we started our new church, somebody told me, like, since mom was becoming a pastor, we might be driven farther apart, because I was a teenager and was going my way, and she was a pastor going her way. So it had to deal with my mom, but it was probably some of the worst advice I had, like, ever gotten towards my mom or anything in my life, basically.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible to drift away from my mom. She won't let you.
No, she's going to chase you down.
She sits us all in her bed and turns on the Lord of the Rings director's cut.
And then we leave.
And then she falls asleep about 45 minutes into the first movie after quoting.
And then we leave.
All of us. One bed. You couldn't drift away if you wanted to.
No, I found you in Alabama. I'll find
no,
you.
No, I found her in Alabama.
Not the first time she got lost when we sent the police to her dorm room.
That was, wasn't that me who sent them there?
We'll find you.
Can I figure out about this?
Come right back. We still haven't finished. We're going to have to go quick for Thanksgiving. Or we're going to have a second show. We'll have to finish this up next week.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093. Discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194.
It is obvious
that is a good song.
That's a good song.
That's Boyz II Men.
I think that is Boyz II Men.
It is Boyz II Men. Boyz II Men, let us know, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Let's dive into the heart here.
Wait. No. They're fading out. You cannot talk over JG. What's wrong with you?
Well, you didn't even know it was Boyz II Men at first. So.
Oh, that's Johnny Gill, not in Boyz II Men.
Yeah, Johnny Gill
anymore.
Is okay, in never mind. Mama, New Edition. Speaking of New Edition, they have a movie coming out on BET.
I'm going to watch it.
Their history.
I'm going to watch Vivica Fox's show on BET.
Vivica Fox's show on Lifetime? Vivica Fox has a new show.
We're not
on
talking
Lifetime.
About that, because that's not even going to be close to Jesus.
She's right.
Air quotes on that.
No, Mom.
Hashtag being Mary Jane.
Denevia's going to tell us right now. Okay. Her experience of good advice.
Yeah, we're going to do super quick the good advice.
Because so we already had a conversation that their dad gives much better advice than me. So maybe next week.
Mom, we're trying to stay on topic here.
Dad.
You're getting distracted? You're getting distracted. And we got to talk about Thanksgiving. So don't get distracted.
Hurry up then. Go.
Okay. My super good advice, like the words that she gave me that I live by. I called my mother one day when I was in college before I graduated. And I told her, I said, Mama, everything I do, it's just to make you proud. Oh. And she told me, she said, Denevia, I could not be more proud of you than I am right now. She said, you live your life for you. Make yourself happy because you can't make me more proud. And I bawled like a baby because I always bawl like a baby.
Yes.
And to this day, everything that I do is to make myself happy because I know I've already made my mama proud.
That's it. I do agree with that. Man, I watched this girl work for a couple of years when she was out of school to get back into the flow of things and get in law school. Man, couldn't be prouder. So that is 100% right. Do what you do. All right, Kenzie, let me hear what you got.
Okay, so my advice actually happened really recently because we were riding in the car back from school and I'm talking to her because my homecoming day, that fell out and he didn't show up. And I was in the car just so sad. And I'm like, Mom, I'm a junior in high school. I don't have a boyfriend. It seems like none of these guys want anything to do with me. Like, my life is over. What am I going to do? And she looks at me and she says, well, me and your dad have kind of put you in a situation because you go to a school full of guys where you are just not their kind of thing. And then she uses this analogy. She says, you are a Reese's peanut butter cup in a school full of boys with peanut allergies. And it totally changed my perspective because I felt like there was something wrong with me. And she's telling me there's nothing wrong with you. You're just not in a place where people dig your qualities. So when you get in that place, boom, everything's just going to work for you.
My advice, I bet she probably doesn't even remember saying this. It was a long, long, long time ago, back when we were living in our two-story house. I was in high school, and I really didn't like the way that I looked. I mean, I had the typical permed, really short hair. It kept on breaking off. I didn't like what I looked like. And one day I came home, and I was just teen angst all the way to the top. I hate it. I hate the way I look, Mom. I'm just not pretty. I'm not like those other white girls. You know, they're beautiful, and I'm just me. And she sat me down, and she's like, Jasmine, what's wrong with just you? I mean, you don't have long hair, but why do you need it? I bet all of those girls would give anything to be you. You're so expressive. People flock to you. They like you. You are the fastest girl in Arizona. You radiate so much love and goodness and passion that just being yourself is enough. The way you look, to us, it's amazing. It might not be what you want, but it's more than enough for everybody else. And I broke down like a little child in her lap, and she just kind of made me feel like I was the most beautiful person in the planet. And she still does that to this day.
And you are. You're my favorite.
You heard it, everybody. She said it. She said it just
and
then.
Kenzie, you're my
no,
favorite.
Don't touch her. You said it already.
And Naisha is not here. She could be my favorite. Denevia, you're my favorite. But my real favorite.
America, she still doesn't know our names.
I do know your name.
Okay, this is enough. I'm done with all this love.
All this love stuff is done now.
This is
time
this
to get into the topic of why we came here. Mom, I would like
okay,
a
hold
public.
On. Hold on.
Hold on. No, no.
We
gotta
tell them the situation.
Wait.
We got to tell them the situation in case anyone has missed it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Okay, we are an old school African-American family in America. That means we eat Thanksgiving dinner
together.
We make turkey. We make stuffing. We make mashed potatoes.
Yam.
Macaroni and cheese.
Greens.
Corn.
I got
beans.
Greens.
Potatoes. Tomatoes. Hams. Frogs. Lambs. Rice. All of it.
You name it.
You name it.
My mom should have made it the day before.
We have two Thanksgiving dinners. We eat Thanksgiving as a family at home. Then we go to my parents' best friend's house and we eat Thanksgiving again. Then we come home and eat more turkey. Then we pass out in front of the TV
and
watch
the next day,
Lord of the Rings.
We repeat it for like another week. It's great.
These are the rules, okay? We've been doing it this way since we came to Arizona, since
Lord.
1991.
25 years of tradition. We're just ripped
ransacked
asunder by the selfishness of two people.
Now, tell me why.
Tradition heritage,
tell me
love.
Why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me
y'all
why.
Y'all so full of drama.
I never wanna hear you say we're not having Thanksgiving.
Did you just impromptu make a song up about me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
right now.
The shoe fits. And it's certainly fitting.
Okay, here's the
thing. She went to Vegas on Thanksgiving.
And they didn't even have Thanksgiving dinner there.
She just left. They went to the buffet at Circus Circus on Thanksgiving Day. And I know Thanksgiving ain't Christmas, but Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is literally the day known for eating.
And she left. Like,
she didn't even make food and then leave it there for us to pick up. Like she said she was going to do beforehand.
Yo, we eat Thanksgiving food until Christmas. She makes enough stuffing to freeze multiple gallons for Jasmine to eat.
I take them
for
home
the
with me.
Rest of the year.
See, now you see, America. Okay, you see what I'm talking about.
I would
they
like
wanted
a public
me
apology
to do what I do. They want me to peel 20 pounds of potatoes.
Yes,
we want God to keep on doing what He's doing. You know that doesn't get to stop.
He got to raise the sun. He got to wake up the birds. He got to keep the planes in the sky. He got to keep the cars on the
all
ground.
All we asking you to do is just make
gotta keep the
some
earth
stuffing.
Rotating. He got to keep all the planets in proper alignment with
this
their
went deep.
And what do we ask?
All
of you?
We ask is
once
for
a
one
year.
What do you
day?
Do?
Once a year, we need you to show up.
And
big.
Show up. Be
show
the virtuous
up.
Woman you
Rise
told us that
early
you
in
are.
The morning, Proverbs 31, and come out here and sow
Get
your fields.
Get the wool and flax for your family.
Cause
on
your
that
family
dinner table.
We want mashed potatoes, darn it.
Okay, here's the deal.
Public apology, that's the next words I need.
Yeah, if you're not about to say, Denevia, I got mac and cheese, the three cheese kind with the Havarti that you like. Oh, she makes mac and cheese, y'all. With Havarti and Munster, and then cheddar on top.
Mashed potatoes.
And then she melts
cream in
no,
there.
No, we make. We, it's got
and she melts
yellow
it,
cheddar,
and
white cheddar.
Sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar, Havarti. It's
Munster.
Got all kinds.
And then she
Munster.
Bakes it. She yeah. like she cooks it regular, and then she bakes it so it's crispy on top.
And she gonna act like, oh, I'm just not gonna make
and
that
this and the mashed potatoes
year.
With the bacon and the sour cream mixed in with the salt and pepper. And no.
Your dad and I needed a break this
you
year.
You should have done it the day after.
Selfish.
Y'all had break. I would like an apology.
Kensington,
and we're running out
got?
Of time for it.
See, here's the deal.
No, she went to Vegas with him. She's a traitor, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, my Thanksgiving was pretty plain. Oh, okay. Well, you've been excommunicated.
Yeah, I would like a public apology.
But I do have one grievance. I didn't get any Thanksgiving food. Like, Thanksgiving, we ate McDonald's. Like,
whose fault is that?
Whoa.
Yeah. You told me you were going to the circus buffet. You went to McDonald's?
We were supposed to go to the Rio buffet, but and we didn't go as a family. It was me and Ken.
I was sleeping.
You could have slept in Arizona.
Making
me
jacked.
My Thanksgiving
I got
dinner.
Jacked.
You got
Okay,
major America. Jacked. Listen. Go to youarefreeindeed.com. Go to my Facebook and go to my webpage. Let me know that you're on my side, that you support me, because obviously these ladies do not support my
jacked.
Decision.
There is no way you
and
can support
And we're going to have
this.
To continue this discussion. Come see us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at 9241. Over there, Garfield. Yeah, West Garfield, Tulsa, Nellis, Arizona. Come see us tomorrow at Freed and D Christian Center. Look for us on Facebook and see us. We have had a great time. Come back next week because I'm going to have the rest of the group here and we're going to have some more fun because we have to finish this discussion before they get back out of town.
We
Amen.
Really, really do. Thank you so much for having us. We enjoyed
Bye
ourselves.
Guys. Have
Bye.
A great time today.
All right, until we meet again, we will...
Avidasen.
God's love and blessings.